Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Cattlemen's Association convention is set for this Thursday through Saturday at the Hyatt Hotel in Lexington Convention Center. Bath County's Mike Bach, the group's immediate past president, says like a lot of farmers, they too had a strong 2013.
Yes, we did. Prices are about as high as they've ever been. And I'd say they'll be there for a while, too. The national herd is as low as it's been since the mid-50s, and you just can't produce a calf in a week. It takes about 30 months from the time you breed a cow or a heifer to the time he reaches harvest.
This is a time of year that farmers assess input costs and the variables affecting their bottom line.
That's correct. Diesel fuel hasn't gone down, but it's stayed steady. The big question for the grain farmers, I think, is what land rent's going to be now that the grain prices have leveled off a little bit.
Bach says one of the most useful farm implements in any year is a good, sharp pencil.
It used to be last 4 or 5 years you could make a couple of mistakes and still make some money, but it's always good to have a sharp pencil. You always try to figure it out on paper before you plant a crop, and most of us are in there for the long haul do that.
The two-day convention also features an impressive trade show and a slew of educational conferences. The complete schedule online at kycattle.org. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
The Cattlemen's Association has a checkoff where a small portion of each animal's sale price goes toward industry promotion and research. Mike Bach, the association's immediate past president, feels a worthy investment.
Some of the new cuts of meat that we've got out, like the Denver cut, the Flatiron, those cuts would not have been brought to the forefront if it wasn't for some of the checkoff money finding these cuts in the shoulder. Matter of fact, one of those cuts is probably the second tenderest cut on the whole animal.
That'd be that Flatiron cut, and he's right. And for variety meats, the heart, the liver, tongue, they're not too popular in the U.S., but checkoff money has been used to build export markets for those, particularly in the Pacific Rim.
Here again, if we didn't have an export market for them, those cuts would just go into dog food or not be used at all. So that checkoff money does help us to export some of these variety meats that we here in the United States tend to overlook.
The Kentucky Cattlemen's Convention this Thursday in Lexington. And a heads up for your 2015 calendar, this meeting heads for Owensboro then. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.